in a temporary building just off the practice field at the team hotel.
Wash.
The Jaguars equipment staff sets up a makeshift locker room, much different from the comfort of home.
So far, so good. We got moved in. It was a little bit of a hassle having the Cincinnati game and then having to travel. You know, it's a little different from leaving from home. We brought all our stuff and we're kind of set up semi the same, but we're working out of trunks, so might need some cleats. Grass is slippery.
Associate Equipment Manager George Pellissier and the Jaguars made their first trip to London in 2013. Last year's experience is paying off the second time around.
I'd say we overpacked last year. We didn't know. We didn't know, you know, what the setup was going to be. We didn't know what we were going to need. You know, we also sent over a few we didn't have hampers last year. We thought they were going to be provided and they weren't, so we brought some this year. You know, it's just different things that we few things we didn't have, and we had way too much stuff last year, so we were able to trim it down.
But that doesn't mean the week doesn't come with some new challenges.
We brought a bunch of stuff. We brought a heat press, a ball pump, and we blew all the fuses. So now we have to go, and we're going to Arsenal to press a jersey or a new player. We have to go get a ball pump to pump up our balls.
Pellissier and the equipment guys are organized and prepared for just about anything, even packing the little extras you wouldn't think about.
You always think you forgot something. You know, you forget some people forget a toothbrush and toothpaste. We've had, you know, players that didn't pack that, so we bring extra stuff like that.
These guys have thought of everything so the players can focus on football. Just another day on the job. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.